Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. The phenomenon of prussic acid and its cautionary tale are well documented. Also known as hydrocyanic acid or hydrogen cyanide, ingesting plants that have produced excess gas causes poisoning. Sorghum, sedan grass, and other fast-growing forages are common culprits. Thoughtful management of these forages can minimize poisoning risk and allow safe use of these high-yielding forages. Prussic acid poisoning is related to the amount consumed, how quickly it was consumed, and the animal's physical condition. It happens rapidly, often causing fatalities within minutes. Symptoms are increased pulse and respiration, excessive salivation and foaming, blue coloring in mouth lining, difficulty breathing, staggering, convulsions, and collapse. Death from respiratory paralysis follows shortly. Clinical signs of prussic acid poisoning are similar to nitrate toxicity, but animals with cyanide poisoning have bright red blood that clots slowly, whereas animals poisoned with nitrates have dark, chocolate-colored blood. The smell of bitter almond is often detected in animals poisoned with cyanide. Because it occurs quickly, the symptoms are usually observed too late for effective treatment. Prussic acid poisoning can occur when livestock consume new regrowth after a drought-ending rain or the first autumn frost. So, avoid grazing or green chopping young sorghum and sedan grass plants or new regrowth. Losses occur when hungry or stressed animals graze the new regrowth of plants prone to prussic acid production. Ruminants are particularly susceptible because cud chewing and rumen bacteria both contribute to releasing cyanide. Prussic acid concentrations are greater in fresh, standing forage than in silage or hay because hydrogen cyanide is volatile and dissipates as the forage dries or ensiles. However, if the forage had extremely high cyanide content before cutting, or if the hay was not properly conditioned and cured, hazardous concentrations of prussic acid could remain. Hay or silage that likely contained high concentrations at harvest should be analyzed before feeding. Testing for prussic acid can be tricky. Sample handling is extremely critical to ensure the lab test will be representative of what's being fed to the livestock and that the prussic acid does not volatilize during shipment. To test, obtain a fresh representative sample 1 to 2 pounds from across the field. Don't allow the sample to dry. Place it in an airtight plastic bag, freeze the sample quickly, and ship it to the lab the fastest way, usually overnight express, in a cooler with an ice pack. Remember, cyanide content dissipates with drying of the sample. So if the sample arrives at the lab drier than the fresh forage that's fed, a false negative result will occur. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.